This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. If the Bush administration decides to go to war in Iraq, it will be under tremendous pressure not only to limit civilian casualties, but also to prevent revenge killings and reprisals. Humanitarian groups warn that many Iraqis who have suffered under Saddam Hussein's brutal regime will likely want vengeance. So there is a great potential for violence in the aftermath of any new Gulf War. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In 1991, after the last Gulf War, Iraq, Shia, and Kurds rose up against Saddam Hussein, murdering many provincial officials and members of the ruling Ba'ath Party until the revolts were crushed. Human Rights Watch is among the groups now warning of the possibility of similar violence in the event of a new Gulf War. Peter Buchard of Human Rights Watch says the U.S. and its allies must take into account the fact that Iraqis will want to get back at the Ba'athist regime for its brutality and its Stalin-esque policy of forcing hundreds of thousands from their homes.
Saddam Hussein has turned all of Iraq into a massive social engineering project. He has bussed populations around the country in an attempt to control them.
One potential flashpoint is Kirkuk, an oil-rich region in the north that Saddam Hussein has Arabized. He forced tens of thousands of Kurds, Assyrians, and Turkomens out and resettled the area with Arabs. Buchart recently visited northern Iraq, where he met with Kurds living in dismal refugee camps.
The Kurds who've been displaced from their homes in Kirkuk and other areas will try to go home as soon as possible, and that could create a real crisis. Because those Kurds will find Arabs living in their homes, and it's quite possible that fierce interethnic fighting would break out in the city of Kirkuk because of these social engineering policies.
And Buchart says that's not the only flashpoint.
There's massive displacement also from the marsh areas in southern Iraq. The marshes themselves have been drained of their water and have been poisoned by the Saddam Hussein government.
While some Iraqi exiles downplay the issue, Faisal Istrabadi says the potential for violence is something the U.S. and Saddam Hussein's opponents must tackle now.
Every ethnic and confessional group in Iraq has been subjected to brutal and barbaric mistreatment at the hands of this government. And anywhere where government troops lose control is a potential for this kind of vengeance evincing itself.
Istrabadi is a lawyer in Indiana who was tapped by the State Department to discuss ways to compensate victims of Saddam Hussein's regime and bring to justice those responsible for crimes.
If you can convince people on the streets of Baghdad and other places that there will be mechanisms of accountability, compensation, that the truth will out, then it seems to me you lessen the likelihood of private individuals feeling the need to take private vengeance.
In the lead-up to a possible war, Iraqi exiles like Istrabadi and Laith Kuba of the National Endowment for Democracy have been drawing up papers and trying to get word back to Iraqis that there will be some form of justice. Kuba has been studying other post-conflict areas.
We saw Afghanistan, we saw the civil war in Lebanon, and we saw what happened in Bosnia. And these are examples of how not to be. And these are highlighted to say everybody will be a loser if we don't safeguard against revenge and people taking the law in their own hands.
But how to reassure Iraqis that there will be justice is a matter of serious debate within the Iraqi exile community and within the Bush administration. Some Iraqis have suggested a Truth and Reconciliation Commission along the lines of South Africa's. And there's the idea of trying just the top echelon of Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist regime. Istrabadi argues this is unrealistic in a country that has suffered so much.
If you have this kind of dirty dozen approach, you try the dozen or so, two dozen, three dozen, whatever it is, top leadership, everyone else goes free. It seems to me you're promoting private acts of vengeance.
The Indiana lawyer says such crucial issues of justice should be a matter for a legitimate future Iraqi state. In the meantime, Istrabadi warns that if the U.S. goes to war, the onus will be on Washington and its Iraqi allies to prevent bloodshed and lawlessness until a new government can be formed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.